Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Speaking of trash, Cody, Lakers picked up Dennis Schroeder again, so, you know.
You know, before the contract disputes, two years now.
Was it two years?
It'll be two seasons ago.
God damn, really? It feels like just yesterday we was making fun of this motherfucker being stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does feel like just yesterday. He was actually playing solid for us.
Before we
offered him that once in a lifetime contract, which is literally a once in a lifetime contract for him. And this motherfucker, we're talking about Dennis Schroeder once again.
The motherfucker had 0 points in his last Laker game, by the way.
He had the audacity to not only pass up the contract, but demand more money for his contract. I believe it was 4 years, around 81 million, something like that.
85. It might have been 80. Yeah, you might be around there.
Something like that, between 80 and 85, something in that range. Yeah, he passed that shit up.
For 5 million.
And then right after those reports came out, he started fucking up for us. He got worse as the season progressed. And he was especially awful in that Phoenix series when we lost and
whatnot. Yeah, he had two back-to-back games with 0 points.
Mm-hmm. He was terrible.
Matter of fact, that last game he had zeros across the board.
So after that, we let his ass walk. I think he signed with the Celtics. I think they waived him, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he got a tattoo of that fucking fucked up looking leprechaun on him too, as well.
I think I did see that. Yeah. I think I saw some.
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting couple years for Mr. Schroeder over there, or Schroeder, however the fuck you say his name. And now he's back.
There's arguments too of him being a bigger. He's as big a star as LeBron James and the rest of them too. I mean,
evidently. Yeah. Look how that turned out. Motherfucker just kept his goddamn mouth shut, man. Humble, man.
I gotta tell you, I am so unenthusiastic about this team we put together. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, I would say it's better than last year, but that doesn't mean a whole lot. I would say with the signing of Dennis Schroeder, I do believe for that amount of money, 1 year, $2 million, that's a good signing. I do believe so. I just don't understand why we have all these fucking guards on the Lakers right now.
I got to tell you, too. What the fuck did he do in Boston? I don't even remember shit he did in Boston.
We need more wings. I don't know why we have all these fucking guards right now. We don't need any more fucking guards. Rob Pelinka, if you listen to this, please stop signing fucking guards. Thank you.
Let me just read some of the comment sections on this post here, whatever. Michelle at Michu Mitch, she says, I think this is the most unlikable Lakers team I've ever seen put together. Let's see. There's a photo of a cat that's got a fighting arms like this. He says, if Russ still on the team opening day, we squabbing. oh, look, there goes my post. The fuck? somebody said still don't understand this move or the Patrick Beverley move. The Lakers need shooters. I would trade AD in a heartbeat to get a real star to do some shooting.
In defense of the Pat, but I do like that move.
I guess I do like that move. I'm indifferent about it. Let's just say I I don't think it adds or does.
I think it's one of the better moves we made.
Shit. that's really disappointing.
At least this year.
That's some sad shit then or whatever. Pat Bev ain't changing the world. That's a damn show.
He most certainly not.
He damn sure ain't fixing this or whatever for sure. He'll be entertaining as fuck. I can tell you that right now. It'll be entertaining.
The most you can say about Pat Bev, at least he'll hold motherfuckers accountable. Which you can't really say about anybody else other than LeBron, maybe.
He will. Here's a positive comment, at least, or whatever. Healthy AD and LeBron alone can take you really, really far.
Yeah, but AD's not healthy at all.
The responses to that is, nigga, what you still smoking? response to that is, he needs to pass that shit because I want to hit it at. my man LeBranthony Jamivis or whatever the fuck he called. Oh wow, he combined Anthony Davis.
He combined Anthony. What it sound like? Yep.
Wow. All right. He's being a troll probably. this comment right here from Hydro. Do you remember when you offered him $85 million deal and he declined and went to the Boston Celtics and did jack shit? Yeah. And then he puts in the memberberry section, I remember. there's a poll here. Is this the most fucking confusing, boring Lakers squad you've ever seen? Yes or no, whatever. 69%, yes. 31%, no. somebody wrote this. Damn. Somebody wrote. All right, so we just looking towards the next year's playoffs, and I take it, huh? Somebody said, Westbrook, Beverly, Dennis Schroeder. I guess all of them are just going to guard Kawhi, huh? Damn, that's actually a dig at us.
Yeah. We need more wings. We need more length. I'm glad we are. Right, one right thing Plink has done so far, we have gotten a little younger. So that's nice, at least. Mm-hmm. Still, though, this roster at best is play-in tourney. It's a play-in roster.
Maybe Dira says, never ceasing to disappoint me, Lakers. Pathetic club. What the fuck is this? Please change this squad ASAP. Somebody said, yeah, this coach has spent 1 month on the team already, and I already don't like his ass. somebody said, really, Lakers? This your game changer? Okay. Oh, wait, here we go. There's a positive one. Here we go. Everybody hype as hell for this new Lakers season until opening night. Okay, never mind. It's not positive. Okay, it just goes on. It says until you get whooped up 45 points, Westbrook going 0-11, and Pat Bev and Shooter in a Hell in a Cell match on the bench.
Who is actually hyped for this Lakers season? realistically, is there anybody?
That motherfucker said Dennis Schroeder and Pat Bev going to be in a Hell in a Cell match on the bench. Westbrook going in 0-11. and when we face up the Warriors, we down 45.
Yeah. There's been rumors that there have been talks about Russell Westbrook actually coming off the bench. I don't know how accurate that is. And even if that is accurate, I still don't know how well that's going to go in the locker room. And as far as the team morale goes, and just for Westbrook himself being on the bench. Because let's be honest, that motherfucker is the farthest thing from humble. And he has one of the biggest egos in the NBA.
Yeah. I like this comment right here. He says, I'm not even a Laker fan, but he's like, I just don't understand this team right now. Yeah, you and me both, brother. You and me both. Oh, wait, here's a comment. All right, here we go. Here's a positive, whatever. It's a photo of Dennis Schroeder, like a silhouette, and it just says W with flames on it. Look at that. Look at that. See? He got California in his head.
Yeah, look. Okay.
That's positive. Right. That's a positive, whatever. Somebody responded to him, all 14 negatives. Somebody said, what the fuck is that cum stain on his head? somebody said, bruh, please take California to state off his fucking head right now. Somebody said, this nigga ain't California. He's going hard to get that $85 million back, apparently. I don't know what danky mean, but all right, cool.
Danky, what the fuck?
Somebody put a gif of LeBron getting hit in the head by a basketball. Damn, that didn't. Damn.
I remember that.
All right, I don't think I need to. That's a lot of laugh. Okay. Somebody posted photos of Shaq saying, me seeing the Lakers sign Dennis Schroeder in 2020. Ooh, and then me seeing the Lakers sign Dennis Schroeder in 2022, and then Shaq going. Oof, man. Somebody said his brother must really want that $85 million back. Man, somebody said you can't even compete with the Kings with this squad. What the fuck going on here?
I don't go that far.
All right, let's not go that far.
I ain't going that far. I mean, we still been in the goddamn Kings. Come on now. I ain't going that
far. Come on now. They're like the worst team in the league, ain't they?
That's fucking hyperbole. That's bullshit.
I'm arguing with you. Look at this dude. This dude looked like a fucking turtle lost in the goddamn shit. Look at LeBron.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, with these.
Christ, dude. Like
fucking... I remember that. Yeah.
Why we? If we was gonna get somebody back, why we couldn't get fucking Melo? Or not Melo. What the fuck is his brother? Ball. LaMelo.
Alonzo.
I almost called him Lamar.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I wish Lakers would propose that trade to Chicago. I think there might be some traction on that. That AD going back home for DeRozan and Alonzo.
I understand why we got Schroeder back, because Cody already said it, because his fucking ass was cheap and shit. Like, we get a... I don't understand that, because we could have just used that money for something else, because, like Cody said, we don't need no more fucking guards or whatever. But if we was going to go backwards on something that really didn't help us, and honestly, he got shat on because of them playoffs, because if I'm not mistaken, Davis went out. If I'm not mistaken, LeBron didn't play a game or two neither in the playoffs, right? I can't even remember now, because I remember Schroeder.
Maybe, yeah, I don't remember for sure.
It was right after the time Schroeder was talking shit about how he's a star or whatever, and he was the guy then or whatever, because AD and LeBron wasn't there or whatever, and it was just like, all right, Schroeder, here's your chance, be the guy then, and that motherfucker gave us like 6 points or some shit like that. Was just like. Like Cody said, he was fine in the regular season. It was just like, I can see him. Yeah, he's doing good here. Whatever. He's playing. And then when Cody said, Cody already told the story, but then that game before the playoffs, then the playoffs came in, and it was just like, Negro, if you don't sit your ass on the bench now, whatever, like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Actually, I do remember that year now. That was the part of the year where I said, just trade the whole fucking team. Just trade the whole team.
I do recall you saying that.
The whole fucking team, because they were just fucking useless. LeBron was the only one putting up points. When I saw Schroeder zero to his back-to-back points or whatever and shit, I was like, this brother was on the court for 24 fucking minutes, too. How can you be a guard and on the fucking floor for that long and have 0 points?
Mm-hmm.
Zero assists. What? Bro, you're already on the team, so whatever and shit, but you better come back humble as fucking hungry. That's all I know. Like, you just better fucking play.
He better. yeah, he's better. Well, that's it. It's like, just shut the fuck up and just play.
Yeah, because look, we already got two egos on the court right now with Bev and fucking Westbrook. We do not need a fucking third ego in this goddamn team thinking he should be the third player, best player, or the second or first or whatever and shit. We do not need that motherfucker back. I don't even remember his career with Boston. I just know when they got rid of his ass, they went to the playoffs and the finals.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we should have known it was a red flag too that season. Because I remember when we signed him, and they were saying, like, I think he was saying like he should be like the primary ball handler or something like that.
Oh,
my. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Between him and LeBron.
That. Yeah. Shit, right. I was gonna say that's probably why we signed Westbrook, is because he was gonna be the primary ball handler.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw how that worked out, and we was just like, yeah, that's a no. Yeah. That's a no. And we stuck around for a little bit. He was like, the first few games, he was like, yeah, he'll get acclimated to it. And then this January of fucking this year, we just like, all right, Russ, just sit your ass down, please. Just stop it. Stop taking these air ball shots, please. I mean, there's literally compilations of this man. And they long, too. They're not short videos either.
They're very long. Mm-hmm.
It's like multiple times. And like, it's like, oh, that's just one time in one game. No, it happened a few times in a few games or whatever. That one when we played Golden State, that was embarrassing. I was like, man, we're supposed to be the leader of the California squad here. And this motherfucker playing high school ball, like he NBA streets and shit right now.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. It's like that Avengers Infinity War scene where Iron Man was talking to Hulk, and he's just like, come on, dude, you embarrassing us in front of wizards and shit. You know, that's what it would look like with LeBron talking to Wick. Dude, you embarrassing us in front of like the fucking second, third best team in California right now. Come on, man. Can you make a fucking jump shot here, dude? And he's like, yeah, I got you. And then he hits another air ball. And you're like, all right. That's how the Warriors was able to get so many fucking rebounds, Cody.
Yeah.
Fucking air balls.
Exactly. Yeah. When you think about it, every Westbrook field goal attempt was basically a turnover. When you really think about it. Because it's just like a guaranteed brick, and then they're going to rebound
it. Oh, shit. I'm just gonna stop looking at the news of what we signed. just gonna watch the game.
Yeah, this season is another season that's a wash. Oh, and then speaking of Lakers, potential future Lakers, I'm sure you heard about this.
No, I did not. You know, I avoided news after hearing that Schroeder.
Yeah, you ever heard about the latest Kyrie antics, sir?
Oh, I have heard about that. You know, when I was listening to this, I just went like, all right, you know, I'm starting to change my opinion on wanting your ass now. he's reposting fucking retweeting.
I think he retweeted. Yeah.
Yeah, from some shit like 20 years ago of Alex Jones talking about the New World Order. What? What is this man talking about, Cody?
I'm telling you, man. He don't proofread shit.
No.
He's not one of those dudes that thinks before he speaks.
No.
He don't take the time to just, you know, take a breath, sit back, and be like, I probably should say or post this.
You know, I was just about to say, he might be the, because I know people always say he's highly intellectual. I was like, actually, he might be the dumbest motherfucker in the NBA. But then I remember Dennis Schroeder's on our team, and he turned down $85 million for a $5 million deal. And I was like, no, Dennis Schroeder's still the dumbest motherfucker in the NBA. But Kyrie is a close second or third now.
You know, usually I respect people with no filter, you know, being their authentic selves.
Yeah.
In this instance, I don't.
No.
Man, look, Kyrie, shut the fuck up, please.
I said this before, which I never thought I would say, because I don't like the phrase or anything, but Kyrie, just shut up and dribble.
It's come out of that. Oh my God.
Just shut the fuck up and dribble. Like, just shut up, please. Basketball?
It really is that bad.
Dude, you a Hall of Famer, for sure. Yeah. You're a fucking great goddamn player. You one of the best.
Yeah, first ballot.
Me and Cody were singing your praises to come to the Lakers. We would trade fucking Anthony Davis for you. That's how fucking good we think you still are on that court when you play games, whatever. You are fucking phenomenal. How old is Kyrie? What is he? He my age, isn't he? Like 30? No, he might be younger, actually.
No, I think he's younger. I think he's
31?
I think he's 30.
Okay, 30, 31?
Yeah.
He plays fucking tremendous. I mean, I honestly, in the playoffs, I thought he was better than KD. Actually, I don't think that's actually facts or whatever. His stats was fucking better than KD.
It was close.
KD had 0 fucking points in the first half against the game. Okay, how the fuck is that possible? Shit, your best player comes in 0 points in fucking 2 quarters, dude. You got no defense, brother. Okay, like and he was standing there for most of the time too, and just like, what the fuck is he doing?
Kyrie he is 30 years old, by the way. He's 30.
30. Okay. That probably because he's a fucking millennial. That's why he's writing all this shit or whatever. He's fucking stupid. I thought he was tremendous when he came back from the whatever the fuck hiatus from the vaccine thing or whatever and shit. Which, by the way, Kyrie, nobody gives a fuck about you getting vaccinated no more or whatever. Just fucking play. I thought he was great. I would love to have him on my team. Matter of fact, if I was putting a starting five together or whatever, he'd probably be in that top five or whatever. Because he might be he is a top 10 player playing right now or whatever. He's like number 10, maybe. I don't know if I did a count. But he's fucking great. As far as guards go, what is he, Cody? He's, right now, he's got to be like number 3-4, right?
Shit. Three, I would say three, at lowest three.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, guards, yeah.
He's in the top five.
Yeah, who? Yeah, other than Steph Curry, who's obviously
number one.
Yeah, who would you put over Kyrie?
I can't even think of it right now.
Exactly. Off the top of my head, I can't think.
Let's just say he's top five then. Fuck it. Right now, he's top five. He's either number two or number three.
Mm-hmm.
He's not over Steph. That's for damn sure or whatever. But if you can get a fucking number two or number three guard or whatever, you would take that. After I heard the Alex Jones shit, I was just like, do I even want this dude on now over here now? Like,
I'll tell you right now. I will still welcome Kyrie to the Lakers with open arms. Roll out the purple and gold carpet, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just shut the fuck up. or you know what? When the season's on, just turn your Twitter off. Let's just try that. Turn your Twitter and Instagram off.
I'm waiting for Kyrie to, like, because he always talking about this shit. So when is he going to become one of those, we too glued to our phones and I'm getting rid of
it? I'm telling you, the moment that motherfucker retires, he's going to be one of these, he's going to have one of these little podcasts, some crazy shit or a show somewhere.
He might be on Alex Jones' show.
He might be. We might see Alex Jones pull up the next Brooklyn Nets game.
he might be on Tucker Carlson or you know, he might be teaming up with the MyPillow guy. They might get a show together.
Yeah.
But like Cody said, I would welcome him over because I ain't got no say so. And if he comes and don't go, whatever. But goddamn it, don't say a goddamn thing. We just need you to bounce that ball.
At the end of the day, it really doesn't affect his skills on the court.
It kind of does if he doesn't show up to play.
I'm not talking about the actions. I'm talking about the dumb shit he says.
Because
the act, that's a whole other story. Yeah.
Because the shit he posts always inclines with, am I going to show up to a game or
not? Yeah. The vaccine shit. Yeah, and all that and the Black Lives Matter. Come on, man.
So that's I think is best. He's one of those that in Avengers did it again, the Age of Ultron story when Ultron got first booted up and shit. And he saw the internet in like fucking 5 minutes, or whatever. And he was just like, "Oh my god, the human civilization." That is Kyrie Irving right now. Every time he gets on fucking Twitter, he just goes, "Oh my god."
Yeah, that's probably all he saw was just all Kyrie Irving. He's like, oh, yeah, I got to exterminate this planet.
He said, for that fucker, he produces.
Yeah, I'm about to say it. He gets reincarnated one day. Oh, no.
Gotta stop this motherfucker.
That was the real reason.
Kyrie. Dude, because it's not like the Lakers talks. They died down, but not tremendously. I mean, they're still in talks.
I think the idea is we're going to pick him up next season. I think that's the prevalent idea. This season, no, he's going to be in Brooklyn Nets, and they're probably not going to win shit, and he's going to come over to L.A.
All right, Kyrie. I think
that's the prevalent theory right now.
We just need you to shut the fuck up, then.
Just shut the fuck up, please.
Just shut the fuck up, please. Don't come to L.A. with that shit, because I'm almost certain in L.A. he'll get some believers believing, like,
He'll get roasted, too.
Yeah, he definitely gonna get roasted. And shit. Hear his fucking crazy, and then you'll hear those people saying, "This is wrong with the country. You don't want to listen to others' opinions." Not when they dumb shit opinions. I don't want to hear.
Alex fucking Jones, man, out of all this shit to repost.
Talking about the New World Order.
What is he going on about?
What's he talking about?
Yes.
What does that even tie in with or whatever? Like, he's always so vague about it. He's Kyrie. He's always trying to be three steps ahead of the game, whatever and shit. This is like, who are you doing it for, though? Nobody gives a shit. Dude, first of all, you're a fucking millionaire living in a beautiful-ass house in fucking, I think he lives in Jersey, if I'm not mistaken, too.
I think that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah, he lives in, because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, Chris Broussard said he's not that far from Kyrie, where he lives in Jersey. You live in this beautiful ass home in fucking Jersey and shit. $1 million house and shit. What the fuck are you talking about the New World? Negro, you part of the New World Order then, if that's the case then. You think just because you ain't getting vaccinated or whatever the fuck it is you talking about or whatever, you think that makes you any different? No, you part of that, bro. It's like an Illuminati member and trying to admit they're not an Illuminati member. It's like, but you are, bro. Anyway,
the madness continues. Well, tune in next week, folks, for the Kyrie Hour.
Yeah, the Kyrie Hour. Shit, we should talk about the Lamar Jackson Hour.
Tearing shit up right now, motherfucker. God damn, boy, killing it right now.
Yeah, he ain't gonna be there long though, Cody. So no.
Shit, that's what I'm saying. Baltimore, god damn it. Better know what y'all have.
They better pay that man.
Pay that man.
That man out there playing like Kobe in his court case days.
He has something to say. He's like, shit, okay.
I love
it. That's how you do it, though. That's how you do contract disputes. You show the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson's doing it right. And that's how you fucking do it.
And I'm willing to bet he ain't going to get a fucking dime either.
Oh, I think he's going to get it, man. I think he's going to get something. Especially...
They got no choice.
Go all the way, if they go, they probably won't. But they somehow, some way, if we get the chip this year, oh my god, you best believe.
I think the only way he's gonna get it is because they ain't got no choice. Who the fuck else they gonna?
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, like who the fuck else they gonna get?
I would say even if we make it, if we lose the Super Bowl, you have no fucking choice.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter. Even if you don't even get to the playoffs, Cody, whatever, you got no choice. So like, who are you gonna get?
Yeah. And he's doing this without any fucking like major weapons.
You gonna do this with Jimmy G?
Yeah.
Y'all want him?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
no.
He's the only one on the chopping blocks right now. Like, no. I mean, he's a backup, whatever, right now. But other than that, who else you gonna get? Deshaun?
Hell no.
He lined in. He's lock steady to go. So you ain't getting him neither. So Lamar, shit. I bet the other team be throwing that money at his ass right now. Mm-hmm. Shit, you crazy, shit. Lamar got them legs, boy. That boy can run, shit. Mm-hmm. Shit. He ain't consistent sometimes, whatever, but that boy's a star of that team, all right? You better not.
Yeah. He's the team.
He is the team, without a doubt, yeah. So you'd be crazy to get rid of him.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I'm looking forward to the Cowboys losing today, but other than that.
Hell yeah, you already know. Cowboys going to do what the Cowboys do.
I love that loss last week. That was great.
Oh, man, I loved it.
I was sitting there eating that popcorn. I was just like, oh.
A loss for the Cowboys is a win for America.
Anybody
that's
but them.
That's the way I look at it.
Anybody but it. Them, yeah.
Not just America, the world, actually.
Yeah, that's why.
Earth, the entire multiverse.
That's why people don't have beef with them Niners, baby, because we did the world a favor. You know, we.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got rid of them.
Oh, yeah, much respect. Hey, whoever gives hands to Cowboys now, much respect to that team. Even if it's the goddamn Pittsburgh Steelers, and they hate them with a fucking passion.
Yeah.
Much respect to you.
Yeah, much respect to them. Yeah, much respect to any team. Mm-hmm. Come on, go Eagle, go. Go Eagles, go. Never thought I'd be saying that, but come on, Eagles. Pull it through, baby. And Baker Mayfield lost, so that's always a dub in my book, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, fuck that guy. Guy sucks. It's a good start to the football season, though, Cody.
Good start to football season. Yeah, going well. There was a little fight last night. Maybe heard about that.
I don't think that'd be the last, by the way, neither. To be honest,
you don't think so?
No.
you don't think that's the trilogy? You don't think that's the end right there?
It's a trilogy. No.
Really? You don't think so? Oh, okay.
No. No. Oh,
interesting.
Wait till I see them pay per view box.
Interesting. Yeah, because the way they were putting it, I was like, yeah, that was it. That's the way. And then it sounded like maybe, you know, Triple G, that might be wrapped it up. Possibly. I don't know.
We'll see.
Who knows?
We'll see.
Who knows?
Yeah, they all say that until that money comes in or whatever and shit.
That's true. Money does talk.
Especially when, it's Sunday. Wait till either Monday morning or Tuesday, I believe, mm-hmm. whatever, when we get them pay-per-view buy number, they're going to be like, oh, damn, shit. I mean, even Floyd couldn't stay away. He can call it a fucking exhibition or whatever the fuck you want to call it or whatever mm-hmm. and shit, but nobody fully retires.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of true.
Nobody never fully retires, except for Khabib. He kind of, and GSP, mm-hmm. those two did really fully retire. They're not ever coming back. So, all right, let's look. You know what, people? By the way, damn, this is a long intro, but this is the last drop here.
This is the last drop.
Man, I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
God damn. Late as fuck. I'm godfather, craft beer, Cody.
Holy fucking shit. Dennis Shooter threw me off.
This is just skipped my brain.
Shit, Dennis Shooter fucked me up, so. Got me royally fucked up. But anyway, whatever. We'll talk about the Lakers. It's coming soon.
Oh, it's going to be plenty of talk. We got plenty of talk.
It's coming really soon.
Last drop podcast near you.
By the time we do our best and worst of at the end of the year here, we'll have a pretty good understanding of where the Lakers stand.
Oh yeah, for sure.
If they're not good by then I don't know what to tell you. Then I don't expect it to get better in January and February. But
I don't.
If it's bad, but if it's good, that's a good sign then. That's a little hope right there. And we could all use that S on our chest sometimes, you know?
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's not an S. It means hope.
That's right. Shit. It's an alphabetic letter created on Earth.
Earth, some place you've been spending 33 years, your entire life here. But nope.
Yeah.
It's not an S. It's hope.
Hope, yeah.
Hope, sir.
Fuck did you learn that at? Nigga became a Kryptonian expert and shit in like five.
Yeah, I was about to say, goddamn.
That suit got power. It's like Iron Man. Cody, put that suit on, it tells you everything you need to know. Whatever shit.
Evidently.
It took, you know, they should have made the suit talk.
They should have. Yeah.
It should have made the suit like.
Yeah, like should get a suit AI.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. Should have gave it the cape like Doctor Strange's cape.
Exactly.
Give it a mind of his own and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, and it gives you information and shit like that. Should have just did that. Why not? Fuck it. Might as well go all out. I wasn't Superman anyway. So shit.
I was about to say, might as well.
So this is Mix and Match Week, people. Mm-hmm. Very exciting week here in Mix and Match Week. probably very the most exciting mix and match of the year.
I think so.
Because it's the first year, maybe, where we had two different spirits that wasn't our general ones or whatever mm-hmm. to talk about, where we literally mixed and matched, if you will. I did gin the first time. Cody did rum second last mm-hmm. week. And today we flip-flopped it.
Gonna switch it off.
We mixed it. And then we matched mm-hmm. it. Cody's got gin this time, and I got some rum this time. So without further ado, let's talk some gin, Cody, right now. What are you sipping on? What did you buy, and where did you buy it from?
I was, doing my usual research when purchasing my spirits and my beer. And I was trying to get something a little outside the box as far as gin goes. I'm not well-versed in that spirit realm just yet. So I was like, what should I get? So I was trying to get, something, I guess not sought after, I guess something that's one of like the something that's like in the pinnacle, I guess, one of the mainstays of the gin game, if you will.
The pappy of gin.
Shit, maybe, I don't know. So I went for a gin from Isla. In fact, this is the only Isla gin, as far as I know. I went for the Botanist right here.
I think I've seen that gin. I've seen it. Yeah.
Botanist 22. This bottle is dope as fuck. It has these embossed letters, by the way. Very nice fucking bottle. I think I spent $35 for this right here.
It comes off as very simplistic, but it gets the job done in the bottle. Like it tells you.
Oh, I love this bottle. This is a very nice bottle. Yeah. I don't know anything on here, but it's a very nice bottle.
You know what? That shit's in Braille. That's why.
But it almost seems like it.
You got the Daredevil read that shit. Yeah.
And so why this 22 is on here, it's not Ace 22 years or anything like that. This is this has 22 botanicals in here. Mm-hmm. So that's where that comes from. So I think it's like a... I don't know if it says on the bottle or...
You know, I had a buddy telling me...
22 local herbs and flowers. There you go.
I had a buddy telling me last week, he listened to the gin review I did. Whatever. He's just like, I'm just not a fan of gin because of the botanicals in it or whatever and stuff.
That's the whole point.
And I was like, I told him, I said, dude, I got to be honest with you. I don't even know what the fuck a botanical is. I just know it tastes good. Okay? Like, it's like, fucking tastes good. All right? So just fucking give it a try. Look, Cody just told you right now, he just spent, what, you said $35 on it?
About $35.
Mm-hmm. I spent $65, I think, on mine, whatever and shit. It's not fucking expensive, okay? It's cheap spirit. And if you don't like it, drinking it neat and straight, then fucking mix it with something.
Yeah, and you could find, there's even barrel age gin. I was going to go for that, but I wanted to go for something with a cleaner profile to get like the actual spirit. I saw that for like $50.
Wow. Gin might be the cheapest spirit, or vodka probably is, but.
Barrel age, $50.
Have you ever seen a gin that was over $100 and some?
No. I think Total Wine have some, but I just saw it like yesterday when I was searching the shit up, or the other day.
You know what's shooting up in price now, too? Well, it's kind of already getting high, but it's like getting higher. It's fucking tequila. I noticed the prices on that shit is like just getting ridiculous.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's getting kind of popular. So
as long as you don't touch my mescal, we all good.
Mescal always kind of just stayed in that same range, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, most people are like, oh, that's too smoky for me.
Yeah. Ooh, damn, already. Just out the bottle, I was already kind of smelling it.
It's the best nose ever. It's fucking gin. Mm-hmm. I mean, without a doubt.
Effervescent as fuck, dude. Oh my God. All right. Got a little glass here. Well, you know, it all looks light. It looks like straight alcohol. Yeah. It looks like straight alcohol. Now, I'm going to say here, as far as the look goes, or, you know, whatever else, lacing and all that good stuff.
That came from the mountain of Fuji itself.
Yeah. Ooh. That nose, though, is super fucking clean, my man. Oh, my God.
Botanicals, huh?
Man, this will make a fucking hell of an air freshener or some Febreze, man.
Some Febreze.
This smells amazing.
You should buy a bottle and pour it a drink in there.
Holy shit. Well, I think we do like best noses of the year too. I don't know how something gonna beat this. This is holy shit. This is amazing.
I would say the same with the gin I had. The gin always wins a nose. Like, it's a winner.
God, man. This bouquet. Like, I'm not a flower expert. I smell flowers. I don't know what kind of flowers. I smell
botanicals.
Botanicals, flowers, yeah, herbs.
That's a flower, ain't it?
Oh, man. That nose, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I almost get like a sea breeze kind of thing going on, too.
You know what I like about gin?
What it reminds me of?
Doesn't matter the price of the bottle. That fucker always smells great.
It smells amazing. Oh, man.
Gin is a great spring drink.
I get okay. All right, maybe okay. I'm sort of just kind of peeking through it now. I get a bit of like a citrusy kind of thing too. Menthol, and then yeah, citrus, menthol, and a shit ton of flowers.
Like a lemon citrus or a
orange? Yeah, kind of like a lemony. Yeah, lemony, oh, okay. Lemony kind of lemon pill. Ah, oh, smells amazing. Well, fuck it. I'm gonna go in for the taste.
Did you? Is this the first time you opened that bottle?
Yeah. Yep, just open it. Yep,
just open it. It looked like you just opened it. So
Just open it. Yep.
Okay. First impressions here, people.
Damn. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a kind of like a licorice kind of thing going on. It's like real quick though.
Black licorice or red?
Not black licorice either.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
I hate black licorice too. That shit tastes hard.
I was not expecting that. That's way more complex than I was expecting. Holy shit.
I only eat black licorice to support my people. But I do it with fear on my face. Like, ugh. When you say like a complex, what like are you talking in like the flavor profile?
The flavor, yeah. I'm getting like a citrus, almost like a get the kind of licorice thing going on. Mm-hmm. I get like a berry, almost like a blackberry, almost like a molasses kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Almost, yeah. I get a bit of spice too.
Well, you said it was tell. Ocean breeze type, so maybe yeah. There's molasses.
And there's a spice that just lingers.
I like molasses. The finish.
And the finish just keeps going. ain't going nowhere. It's just there.
Yeah, so it's not really. I guess it's long, man. Long
finish. Yeah, it's long as fuck. Yeah, it's literally still there.
Is it warm?
Not too warm.
It's just clean.
It's super clean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not much warmth to this at all. It's a little warming in the stomach, maybe.
Yeah.
But that's about it. And then I haven't eaten anything today. I just had like a little bite of rice. So I don't know if it's because of my empty stomach, but that's the only reason, man. That's the only reason I'm feeling the warmth. But it's just ever so subtle.
That's them botanicals, baby.
Oh. Man, this is a delicious pour, man. Not fusely on the palate, not an big alcohol kick. Nice complexity of flavors going on, man.
Just make a cocktail. I guess you can put some lemon juice in there.
I wouldn't fuck with this too much. Yeah. I would just put like maybe a spritz of lemon, maybe a little lemon zest that shit up real quick, maybe a mint leaf. That's it. You get to go. Yeah. Maybe you want to throw a little tonic water in there.
I'll probably throw a little tonic. Yeah. Get like two teaspoons of tonic
water. I wouldn't do that because, just straight up, I think this is fantastic. Even like, we know this makes for like a perfect summer drink too. Throw some ice in there if you want. Then, make it a little colder. Be real refreshing. I don't know if that's going to take away from the flavor though. I don't know how gin works. Yeah.
It might kill those botanicals, baby.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Put some whiskey stones in there then.
Probably throw some whiskey stones in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it ain't going to do nothing to it. So, just throw some stones in there then, chill it out.
Damn.
Or just put the motherfucking bottle in the refrigerator or the wine cellar, set it at a certain temperature or whatever.
Man, this is so mellow. This is so easy drinking. This is such an easy sipper.
Like LaMelo
Ball. At the same time, it's complex. The nose is amazing. The presentation is amazing. This bottle's, I love this fucking bottle. My favorite bottle. The bottle's amazing. Great. Simplistic.
Speaking Braille by next week, right?
Yeah, exactly. Be like Matt Murdock.
Yeah. I said speaking Braille. You can't speak Braille.
Yeah, only $35 for a 7 milliliter.
Is that 700?
Yeah, 750.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, 750. Okay, I thought you said 700.
Yep. 46% alcohol. You don't taste that shit at all.
Is that the standard for gin?
I don't know.
I think my bottle said 46% too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the rules on gin, so.
I hate to sound like a broken record from my review from last week, but this bottle of gin right here, the Patanis, the only Isla dry gin, this gets the last drop.
Hold on. Let me change your opinion real quick. What if it was 23 instead of 22?
Ooh. Okay.
You might have to drop that to a 1.5.
Yeah,
I might have to
drop it to 1.5.
Yeah. Yeah, and that means it's goat. That's goat then right there, baby.
Goated. Yeah, it's goated.
Goated then. So it fucked up on that bottle. It fucked up, homie.
Man, this is
change your opinion.
Yet another spirit, man. Yet another spirit. Jen, this is, wow.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah. See? Who needs bourbon?
Too many good spirits out there.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with botanicals. I only fuck with Bojangles.
Okay. Well, shit. Are you missing nothing? You're lost. Shit.
More Bojangles for me then, bitch.
Yeah. See, now I'm curious to try like the more barrel-aged type gin. I want to see how that flavor profile works. Especially like, you know, like whiskey-aged gin or things of that nature. I'm curious.
Wow. Well, let's move on now to from his last drop to something I have here or whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm looking forward to this. What you got, sir?
We're going
what
back.
What kind of rum do you have?
We're going back to the 80s, Cody. Back into
To the 80s. Okay. Uh-oh.
Simpler times.
Retro.
You know? Back to the simpler times, you know, back with the old 1981.
Look at. All right. I'm looking at the presentation already.
Let's go ahead and open that box right now.
Okay.
Let's pull that bad boy
shit.
Open.
Oh.
1981 Traveler's rum here.
Look at that.
This is from Belize.
Okay.
Like Cody, I have not opened mine or a bottle as well, but
here's the bottle. Look at that fucking bottle, man.
Look at that color right there, baby. Look at that. Bam.
That's pristine right there.
I got bottle out of 300. I got bottle number 293. This is number 2.
Okay, 293. I just like the faintest little, I saw a little, it was like real brief, but I saw a little red highlight in the bottle. I was like,
yeah,
already on point.
Yeah. You know what? When I got the bottle, cause on K&L, I got it on K&L people for like 150. Cause they only had like four bottles in stock and we had like 300 in the United States. The picture on K&L, it looked like it was a black label and I didn't see any of this color on there, or maybe I was just wasn't paying attention. But then when I opened up the bottle and when they gave me the box, I said, the box is colorful. It's got all this red, white, and blue on there. And then when I opened them, I was just like, oh, when I saw that, I was like, I wasn't expecting any of that. You know, I was like, oh, that kind of caught me off guard there, but not in a negative way, a positive way. 64% alcohol, Cody. That is fucking high, by the way. That is really fucking high.
That's pretty high.
That is really fucking high, people. Like, shit.
That's pretty, that is, yeah.
So, I think Cody might have said this too on his rum week or whatever, but for this is probably the only spirit that's been aged the longest in whiskey barrels. So this one was aged 15 years in ex bourbon cask.
15 years.
Yeah. And then it was Then it was
rested
for 6 months in ex sherry cask. So this thing is going to be sweet.
Okay. All right. Damn.
I'm expecting sweet and smoky on this.
So, 6 months in sherry. All right. Fuck, man.
So, 15 years. This is 100% Belizean made by Travelers Liquid Limited, 1981, celebrating 40 years of Belize independence rum. This came out bottled in 2005.
Man.
First of all, I like the little, even the little strip around the label.
Yeah, man. Everything. Every part of the presentation is on point.
Presentation is gets a last drop. The box, like I said, it's 150 Belize rum. In honor of our 40th anniversary of Belize independence, Travelers Distillery is proud to present its first ever cask strength release under its own brand, 1981, the year of Belize independence. For this special edition, we have chosen our very best 2005 rum, which was first aged in ex-bourbon cask for 15 years and then rested in ex-sherry cask for 6 months. K&L even has a little description on here, too, is where I'll go ahead and read this. It says it's Belize's oldest rum producer, blah, 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 the rest of blah, blah. This is a special rum, is a very first limited edition presentation from the distillery and only available in limited quantities in the United States, 300 bottles total. So it's also a limited edition. Traveler's 15-year-old 1981 anniversary edition ex-sherry finished small batch Belize rum. And, oh, shit, they ran out on K&L. It's no longer available.
Oh, damn. That's it?
Damn.
It's crazy.
Wow, I'm glad I got that right away.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it.
yeah, I paid, it was $159.99 on there. Damn, wow, because before I had paid for it, it was like, I waited like a week and shit, and it was like just four bottles still for the longest, so I'm shocked it ran out already. Crazy. Go ahead and open this bad boy. Ooh. Synthetic cork. Come on, baby. It's the best.
The best. Absolute best.
Synthetic, baby. Like the Midnight says, I'm synthetic. Nothing human left on me. Midnight, baby. Let's go ahead and get a healthy pour right there. Healthy pour. Oh, look at that color.
God, right look here. At that. That is a gorgeous fucking color.
Damn, that shit ain't even in my nose. And I can smell that shit.
Damn. Yeah, that's how my bottle was.
Damn. Pop them in the court. Shit. Smell that shit. All right, I'm going to go ahead and... Whoa, shit. God damn, that is heavily fruity. That is. Wait a minute. How dare you? Don't offend us. Oh my. It's very toasted. It is toasted like a motherfucker. There's some like oak spices, like raisins.
So it's interesting you say the aroma is like really fruity. So those 6 months in that sherry cask had a huge influence, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like, at least on
the aroma. Yeah, I guess so. Shit.
Yeah. Well, damn. I guess rum in itself is already kind of rum.
Damn. Okay, it's like oranges, heavy fruit. It's got like raisins. There's like an oak spice. It's like a coconut too, as well.
Oh, yeah, that fits.
But everything smells toasted too, like it's in a toasted barrel.
So is the coconut, is it just coconut or is it toasted coconut?
I would say toasted coconut.
Toasted now. Coconut. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. There's like some berries on there too.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check this up here. Saving a part here, people. But yeah, as oh man, that nose is fucking heavenly. Damn. You know what? I'm not a rum expert when it comes to nose, so I mean,
if you was put yeah, but you know, you smell good shit. You know?
Yeah, I was gonna say if you
put you this do know
my,
that
you'd put this in my nose and been like, "What spirit is this?" I'd have been like, whiskey." I'm like, I don't know, man. Whoo, that nose, and it's got a little spice on there too. Whatever, it's not too heavenly, but. And it's not like where it's just shooting up your nostril. It like just flows perfectly balanced with everything else. And get it. All that toastiness is just fits perfectly in it. Oh, all right, I'm getting like a raspberry berry type flavor. Oh, that smells great, man. I can when I inhale it, it goes through the throat. I heal it. I feel it in my throat or whatever and shit. Like it's like fucking putting some Vicks vapor rub on your chest or something.
That might have something to do with that 64%.
Man.
Penetrating. All that sinus and all that other bullshit.
Yeah, and I have been having some sinus issues, but I don't smell shit. I mean, I don't have any issues. You get fucked up on this, people. It's
64%. That's a whole ass 21% of the pour I'm having right now.
Man, basically. That is fucking...
That's insane.
Yeah, I got to look back. That might be the highest proof.
That's fucking insane.
That might be the 64%? Highest proof on the show.
Yeah, I don't remember anything else. You or I have drunken has been 64% alcohol.
Yeah, this might be the highest so far percent of alcohol this year.
That's fucking crazy.
Love it though. Let's sip this thing. Mmm.
Ooh. All right. I know it's good. I saw you chewing on the shit. That's how you know.
Ooh. It's like nutmeg and shit, Cody. Mm.
You were chewing on the shit. That's what I already knew. I was like, yep, this is a winner.
I chewed it and swirled it.
You chewed on the motherfucker.
It was like, it was a pretty good sip. It wasn't like a big sip or a small sip, whatever. It was like a regular size sip and shit. And I had like, my mouth felt mouthful. I started chewing on it and then I swirled it around, chewed on it some more. And it was just like popping on the tip of my tongue. It was spicy as hell right there. It was just like, ooh. You get the orange. The toasted coconut is there as well, too. It's kind of oily mouth, too, as well. Like, it's just like swirled around.
I can tell you are very excited about this pour. I can see it in your body
language. Yeah, it's got some vanilla in there, too, whatever. You know, it's not just orange. It's like an orange marmalade or something like that. Orange marmalades. I'll go with that one. Yeah, it tastes like, man, actually, the color kind of looks, well, if you look inside of it, it looks orange too, like dark orange chocolate. Or you ever seen like those dark chocolate with orange inside of it and stuff? Mm-hmm. That's what this looks like kind of now. But it's heavily there. That's the influence there. There's a little bit of vanilla there. It's fairly oily on the palate and on the finish. It slides down really. And it's like Cody's gin or whatever. It's very long lasting. It's got a long finish. It doesn't hit the stomach like Cody's did, where it doesn't like burn the stomach or whatever. But like you can feel it. Like it's just like, it's oily, but it takes its time. It's still like sliding down my throat right now, you know. There's some nutmeg and raisins on the taste. It's very hot on the tip. Just the tip. quote Archer. it is like hot and warm right on the tip. Like it's like you feel everything. It don't even give you a chance to even contemplate. Did I swallow this or what's the finish like? Whatever. It's like, bitch, I'm in your face right here. You gonna feel me right now. It is warm as hell. You taste every bit of that 64% of alcohol too, by the way. Like it is all there. Like you definitely can taste that it was aged in a sherry cask. It's nice and sweet. The bourbon influence obviously is there. It was Asian ex-bourbon cask there.
Let me ask you this question real quick. So I know what with my experience with my rum I did last week was also Asian bourbon cask.
Mm-hmm. Yours is 15 too, right?
12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So for me, the most influence on that was the nose and was more up front. And then after, that's when all the rum and everything else took over. Is that a similar experience for you or is it different?
I would say it's a combination of both, actually.
Okay.
I taste the rum on the front end and on the back end.
Okay. But
I also can tell that like what's the whiskey influences in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially where it comes with the toastedness and stuff. The spice, I'm assuming that's all the rum because I'm getting that on the part of the end. Mm-hmm. It's not spicy at all on the back end. What I'm getting on the back end, I'm getting more of like I think the oiliness comes from the whiskey too as well. But on the back end,
yeah, probably
all the fruit and shit like that or whatever, like the orange, the oranges, the fucking raisins. The nutmeg and stuff like that. There's some vanilla in there too, as well, which I'm thinking that's more whiskey influence.
That's probably more, ex bourbon cask.
Oh man, that raspberry man is fucking delicious. That is straight up raspberry. You can taste that right in the tip of your tongue. Oh, it's like you're chewing on something, baby.
The first day, your first sip, you were chewing on it.
Yeah, that shit was fire, yo. Like, and you feel that 64% alcohol. By the way, I just want to put that out there. By the way, like you.
And remind us in the audience with taxes and everything. What was the final total for this bottle?
You know what? I can look it up for you.
Yeah. Please do.
I think it was 180.
I'm just curious.
80, if I'm not mistaken. Let me look up K&L.
All right.
I'm assuming it was like 180 because I know it was 160. So I think I paid. Let me look it up. When did I buy this? Whatever. Here we go. 174. Oh.
174. All said and done.
Yeah. So it was 160. It was 160 on the site. So I guess I paid $14 more in taxes and shit.
All right. Cool. That brings me to my next question. Mm-hmm. From what you're sipping right now, and all right, this is go from the taste.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to strictly from the taste. Mm-hmm. Is this a world-class pour right here? Just from the taste?
I would say so, my friend. I would say this is really fucking good. I will say this too, by the way. It is the first, I was spending like $70 on the Bourbon County beer that was aged in bourbon. Mm-hmm. And we was just like, it just doesn't work because bourbon's only aged in the thing for like, what, 12 months or something like that or whatever. Like, yeah, or I think it was 24. You might be right. 2 years or something like that. Yeah. Could have been less than that. I just don't remember. So
I think it was less than that, honestly. It was like 15 at the most, something like that.
Yeah, and it was just like, you don't really even taste any of the bourbon. So it's like, you can get, as Cody's had on this show, even better Bourbon County stuff without having to like fucking...
Oh, yeah, without the Weller, you know, the buzzwords.
Having to fucking travel to Chicago or have some and spend fucking $80 on this bottle and be like, man, that's really, that's all it. So I would say this is probably one of the best pours I've had that's done the aging and Weller or whiskey barrels properly.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the best spirit that I've had outside of a whiskey that has something that was aged in whiskey. So I would say that goes high praise right there. It actually did right.
All right. Presentation, for what I can tell, on point, world class.
Color.
Check. Color. Check. Aroma.
Check.
And I would say, given that there's only, what, 300 total bottles in the
year? 300 bottles.
And you spent 174 total for this bottle.
Oh, man.
For a world class pour. An age stated rum that was aged in ex bourbon cask for 15 months. And not only that, also finished in sherry cask for 6 months.
No, it was 15 years.
Also, I'm sorry, 15 years. I'm sorry. 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 Aged for an ex bourbon cask for 15 years. And then finished in sherry cask for 6 months. And you spent $174 on under this 200. For something. I think I know where this is going.
I don't know if I talk about this enough because I'm more of a finish guy than palate guy. This fucking palate is fucking phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to, like, the front end of this. It is like, it hits you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
It is warm. It is spicy. It's got heat on it. It is fucking fire. You taste everything at the same time still, even with all that, like the flavors. I mean, and then the rum, the whiskey itself. It's like slap down in your face, even the alcohol percentage. It's like, yeah, you're going to get a full hint of that. And then it just gets oily and it just runs so, so smooth down to the finish. It's like front end, we're going to knock your socks off. And then we're just going to like take you on a journey. Do the rest of the sip here or whatever. The rest of the sip, you're not going to feel what you felt at the first time, whatever and shit, because once you can enjoy the final product of it, I think it's like a perfect combination how they did this. This is fucking phenomenal, I got to tell you. I'm actually really excited. God damn. This will get you fucked up, though. I got to tell you.
I keep forgetting 64%. Holy shit. Man, it's like...
It'll get you fucked up. Like, you sipping this. Like, you know when you go to these, like, little tastings and events with your buddies or you just doing some pours and shit or you watching the fight, like, if you was watching the Triple G fight and shit like last night and you just hitting this bottle, you guaranteed to get fucked up by the end of the night on this. This is, ooh, man, you feel every bit of that 64%. Ain't no water down at all or whatever, you know, and I never had Belize rum either, so I didn't even know Belize had rum, to be honest, so. Oh my God. That palate just stays the same too. Like that, the tip of that tongue, it has not changed since the first pour or whatever. It's very consistent. It is fucking consistent.
You got me wishing I would have got a bottle.
God damn. We talked about it last week about all those bottles that K&L have that was only like 30 in stock or something like that that's coming out in February. Yeah, I gotta jump on those because,
I'm telling you, man, next tax season. I'm going to get my return and shit. I'm splurging at K&L. Fuck it. I'm splurging at K&L.
Man, I got to bookmark those ones we saw last week that only had like 30.
I'm splurging. I'm going to just like, okay, how many bottles? Only 20. Okay, only 5. All right.
That one. I think they were cheaper than this one, too.
Yeah, and they're all well-priced. All of them.
Yeah, I think they were cheaper than this one.
Yeah.
So
except everything minus the bourbon shit.
The bourbon's another fucking price or whatever. And plus you can't find it. So there's another problem or whatever and shit. This is phenomenal. This is, you know, last year was a rum was my pick of the year. That was my favorite pour of the year. It was the last drop very old Jamaican rum, which I'm not mistaken was the same year, 1981. That's a good fucking year for rum.
Yeah, evidently.
It's fucking delicious, dude. This is like fire. Like, I would drink this regularly if it didn't get me fucked up. This sounds like a bad morning next day.
Yeah. Jermaine's so excited he cannot even stay still.
No, like I'm like fucking moving and shit. I'm doing I shouldn't do that. There was like, just like this finger movement I saw this one kid one time do when I used to fucking do volunteer work with kids that had like autism and stuff like that. And every time this kid ate when I would take him to lunch or something like that, his fucking fingers would do this. And I would just stare at him going like, damn, it's just a chicken sound. That must be a damn good chicken sound. He always made things look better than what it looked like. And shit. And I was just like, shit, that's me right now. I'm just like, oh.
Honestly, I just even like other stuff you gave last drops to. I'm just looking at your body language. You aren't like this though, which is kind of fucking up my brackets. Like I wasn't expecting a rum being like your top 3-5, but from this shit, from what I'm witnessing right now, video I don't know. Games. You just fucked my brackets up.
I play some video games, baby. We about to fucking pour some of this real quick.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. Pour me some more of this botanist right here.
Yeah, you ain't done with this. I am so glad I waited. I'm so glad I waited to open this for this show here because this is
likewise.
This is phenomenal right here. This is a very special pour. I got to put a special place on the shelf for this one. I need a rum cabinet now. I'm only gonna be buying those limited edition.
I was about to say, yeah, it only makes sense. Yeah, you might as well say.
Yeah, K&L got them in the stock and shit. Yeah,
and they're like no more than 200. So
yeah, I'm telling you, the ones we saw, I think it was one was like 112 or something like that. I was like, I'll spend that shit. Yeah, wrap the year up with that shit. Shout out to Travelers for fucking making this limited edition. Bro, this shit is fucking. I feel that warmth now in the stomach, though, after drinking that.
Oh, do you? I would imagine so. Fucking 64%.
Actually, at some point. It's making my body a little warm, so that's telling me.
I'm about to say, your eyes, you looking like real.
Hey, Cody, you want to fuck? Hey, stop it. That's old JB. Stop it. Said Jermell JB coming out. You better stay. Slow your roll. Calm down. Yeah, hold on. I ain't drank like this in a while. Hold on. You looking real pretty over there in that camera, baby. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. OJB back. Oh.
Yeah.
Watch out, world.
Ooh, that warmth is hitting right there or whatever. Shit. Let me go to Long Beach Boulevard, see them hookers real quick. Go check them out. I'll be back, Cody. This ain't going to take long. Just going to stare. Woo, man. This is a 1.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sound like it. 1.5. Yep.
Cost too much.
One and a half drops. Yep.
Yeah, it costs too much. Them colors are ugly. I don't like red, white, and blue. That's a ripoff of America. It's too dark. I don't like darkies. I like a nice, clean flatness, you know, like a nice pancake shape. Like you like the little slit in the middle, you know, I like that. Nice and pale. You know, get in there. This is the last drop, baby. This is drop of fame right here, baby. This is everything you want it to be. This is the second time I've had rum on this show from last year to this year. And both the last drops, man, they both were phenomenal. So, rum, man, you knocking it out of the park. and unlike the last drop one, I can afford this one. So,
exactly.
I mean, that shit was so good. It had me questioning, damn, do I want to spend $4,000 on liquor? God damn, that was fucking delicious. I was licking the little sample. Like, didn't get every drop out of that motherfucker. But this is phenomenal. This is really good stuff right there. It just bursts with flavors, too. Heavy dark fruit aromas. Oh, man, I love every scent of this.
Yeah. Hey, I had great feelings about this month, this mix and match month.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would put this as
validated.
I would say this is well above average.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. Very oily too. Very oily. You get a whole oily mouthfeel shit. Mm-hmm. It like Cody was saying, it makes it chewable, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I love swirling this shit in my mouth too.
Man.
Damn. Wow, on that one, when I swirled it this time, you really taste that sherryness right there. Like, it is just fucking, it's just got a lot of flavor. It's got a lot of fucking flavor on it. Flavor profile is just insane on this thing. I love flavor. That's my go-to when I come to these spirits and shit. Look, I'm not a big ABV guy. I don't give a fuck about heat or anything like that. But when you do it like this, when you do it well, fuck yeah, man. Knock it out of the park and shit. I know most people that like high ABVs, they don't like all the fruit flavors and stuff like that or whatever. I think it's stupid. I don't even know why you're drinking then, I guess, unless you just plan to get fucked up or whatever. But I drink for taste. I like to, get my taste buds popping, have something that just sticks out, stands out, whatever. So I always go for taste over ABV. But when you do a combination of both, dude, you're just you're making the best of both worlds here. This is incredible. I'm kind of shocked, to be honest, that California especially is not really a rum state, especially with all the fucking tiki bars we have out here and just being close to the water.
Honestly, so, I ain't mad at it.
I'm not mad at it at all
because, hey, it's better for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Way better for us. There's no inflation in rum prices. No. You can find the shit. We good. So, hey, I'm cool with it.
I got to tell you, too, way. I don't have fucking time to be looking no more. Sort of thing, yeah. Or whatever. I just need to go to a website like K&L, mm-hmm. and I just need to hit buy.
Right, yeah, so. Oh, man. Thank Galactus for K&L. It really is the best. It really is.
I'm glad I don't really like lose my shit going looking for bottles no more and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is really good stuff, man. You know, this is like even yesterday I found like I was at a store because I was just getting some mezcal, getting ready for next month and shit. And like I was just getting mezcal and the dude was wearing, he's like, I got some Weller in the back. And I was just like,
oh, nice.
Like, that's cool. I said, like, someone's in the back because it costs a lot, whatever. He's like, yeah, he's like, it's only $300. I was just like, yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah.
Hey, you can keep that. I said, you can go ahead and put that on shelves if you want to.
Yeah. What weather was it, by the way?
12.
Oh, yeah.
I think the foolproof was only, he said, 259. I just went and, like, looked at him and was like,
that didn't make any sense. Whatever.
I said, what world is the fucking foolproof cheaper than the fucking, whatever? I mean,
people know the price. They never mind. I didn't get into that. That's a whole other story.
Dude, he had a reserve for, like, I think he was getting his prices mixed up, but he kept saying the green one or whatever and shit. And he was talking about like 129 or some shit like that. That's when I put those mezcal bottles back and just said, all right, well, I think I'll just go to K&L and get my mezcal. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go get my mezcal from a store that isn't fucking me in my ass or whatever and shit, you know? So, and I'm sure he wasn't fucking me in the ass on the mezcal. It looked like average prices, but I was just looking at it going like, yeah, I'd rather get my money somewhere to where, and not fucking people. So he had a few allocated shit in the back, but I was just like, I'm good, bro. I'm good. You can tell other people though about it. He was like, tell your friends. I was like, no, I don't want to do that to my friends.
No.
I don't think they'd be my friends then.
No. Abandon you. Eject.
This is fucking high quality. And you know what, dude? I'm feeling so good right now. That website that have that crystal, the Waterfort, which I told my mother about, Waterfort, she said, ooh, Waterfort, because those are really good crystals. And I was just like, oh, you know about them.
Oh, okay. Nice.
They got a big sale right now.
Oh, no shit.
You should have seen me yesterday, Cody. I hit that add to cart button so fast, whatever. So they got those black ones I want for $187 now. Now, that's high as shit, but that's better than $250.
Way better than $250.
Way better. I think I'm about to pull the trigger on this.
Hey, if you really want them, man, if you really want them, yeah. I say just do it. They're nice. They're real crystal.
Yeah.
Quality.
I'd like to pull those out for Armagnac month.
And be a one-time thing. I just... Brother, please be careful when you watch that shit. Please.
I think those are like a special occasion. Those fucking nice. Now, the only reason why I wasn't going to do it was because last week, because I was actually planning on buying me a new iPhone or whatever this week.
Oh, you're going to get the 14?
Yeah, I was going to get an upgrade to the 14 whatever and shit, because I was ready for an upgrade and shit. I guess for nowadays you can't just go walk into the store and buy phones now. You gotta
because they had the little keynote presentation shit. Then it comes out like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
And then some versions come out like a month later. I think like the 14 Pro or something.
There's like four different ones.
Yeah, there's a 14 Pro and the Pro oh shit.
The Pro and the Pro Max.
Plus.
Yeah, the pluses,
right?
Yeah,
the plus. All right, that's going to mix it up. 14 Pro Max.
There you go. Yeah. I was just going to get a 14 Pro Max because I saw the Pro Max. I was like, oh, it's not that big. I don't really care for big phones and shit.
Yeah, same here.
They didn't have it in stock, though, whatever and shit. They was like, yeah, we probably not going to get these in stock. You got to order it online. And I tried to order it online. That shit said you ain't getting until October 20th. I was like, nigga, fuck you. I was like, fuck you, dude.
That's how it goes, though.
I ain't paying no fucking
every iPhone launch. It's always this way.
Now I know why I always wait and shit and don't give a fuck, whatever. So, since I didn't get that phone and I was going to pay this amount anyway for the motherfucker or whatever, I'm just going to go ahead and get these crystals in. So,
fuck it. Invest.
Yeah, it's going down. So, with that said, people, we're done. We're out of here. We'll be back next week. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm your Godfather Craft Beer Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.